Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
So we have two guests with us this morning. We have Dan and we have Fred.
Dan's from People Powered CIC. Tell us all about People Powered CIC, Dan. What's it all about?
So, in a nutshell, People Powered CIC, we receive funding and we spend it to develop communities across the island. And our most recent project is a three-month second trial with our fleet of e-cargo bikes. And with those, we're supporting businesses in Cowes and Newport and further afield, with our free delivery service, moving anything and everything in a very eco-friendly manner.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Now, you must encounter some hills on the way.
We certainly do, but with our brilliant e-bikes, hills are no longer an issue. For me personally, having an e-bike removes the vulnerability of going up hills. Without an e-bike, you sometimes feel like you've got a long queue of patient or impatient drivers behind you waiting to pass, but on an e-cargo bike you can keep up with traffic fairly well, and we tend to fit into the road network a lot better.
So how many bikes have you got?
We've got three at the moment. We've got two Urban Arrows, which have large storage facilities at the front of the bike to carry large goods, and we've also got what we call a Turn, which is a slightly smaller, more nimble e-bike, where the storage is sort of wrapped cleverly around the machine. So we've got three bikes and we've got two full-time riders. So for the duration of the project, we have the wonderful Simon and Tom, and all day, every day, they are whizzing up and down the cycle path between Cowes and Newport, carrying goods for various organisations and businesses.
What's the weight on your bike? How much cargo can you put?
We can take up safely up to and probably beyond 100 kilograms. At this stage of the project, we want to make sure that our riders' safety is obviously a priority, but as we move forward, we could take up to 150. So we're finding it hard to find things that we can't transport on our e-cargo bikes, as opposed to finding things that we can, if that makes sense.
Well, that's a pretty good start, isn't it? Yeah. Really,
it is. Now, your free e-cargo bike delivery service began on the 1st of March, and I understand it's available for businesses in Cowes and Newport. So if somebody isn't based in Cowes and Newport but your customers are, you can still deliver?
You certainly can. So we take the Garlic Farm, for example. They're really supportive of what we're doing, and they'll be dropping off some of their last mile deliveries with us. So rather than them taking products in and around Cowes, they'll just drop the load with us, and then we can deliver them on our e-cargo bikes, which is saving them a lot of time and money. And that's happening across lots of organisations and businesses as well.
So you have micro hubs, don't you?
That's correct, yeah. So we're based in Prospect Business Centre, a wonderful facility, and thank you to them for supporting us with this project as well. And from April onwards, we're looking to have a space in Newport, actually down by the quay where we are, which is going to make it even more convenient for people to access our services.
That'll be fantastic, won't it? So in terms of e-cargo bikes, that's the way forward, isn't it?
We personally think so, and on the mainland there are a lot of existing partnerships between councils and e-cargo bike companies, and sort of the e-movement is very much alive on the island, and we just want to make sure that e-cargo bikes are part of that.
So how can people find out more?
So we have a great social media presence. So we have Instagram and Facebook pages, and on those you can have a look back at what we've done up until this point and see what we're doing on a daily basis. We've also available by phone, so people can call me. Can I give my number out on there?
Yes, of course you may. Yeah.
So if you want to speak to me personally and see if we can help your business, the number is 07703555160, and please do call if you have questions or if you have a booking or if you'd want some help with moving things from Monday onwards.
So how long does the trial go on for?
It's a 3-month trial, so it'll end sort of March, April, May, and then beyond that, if we're successful and if others feel that our presence is wanted on the island, then we'll continue in a different capacity and possibly spread. So our idea, one of our ideas, is to have a hub, a couple of bikes in each corner of the island, so that anyone can drop their goods with us and we can do that last mile delivery for them.
So once you get settled in, you'll obviously have to get more bikes.
Certainly,
you'll be three wouldn't be enough to cover the island.
You're absolutely right, Ron. We'd need a growing fleet, and there are other great bike organisations on the island that are really supportive, and we'll probably be reaching out to them. There's a great cycling community on the island.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's cyclists.
Are you a cyclist yourself, Ron?
No. I can hardly get in the car, and I'm on the cycle.
Well, this might be where the e-cargo e-bike comes in.
Yes, yeah. I don't think so.
We'll see.
I just watch them when on the road, and I just, oh God, it just scares me to death, because you just don't know what they're going to do sometimes.
So the cyclists themselves?
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ron, actually. It is, obviously, we share the road with other road users, and we've had some really great training from a man called Ross at Shift It Travel.
Right.
And that's an Isle of Wight company, and he's taken up, well, we sat down and we looked at the theory of sort of the routines and processes that we face on a daily daily basis on the bikes, and then we went out and actually put those theories into practice. And there's been recent changes to the highway code, which I would urge everyone to look at, whether you're
indeed
a cyclist or a car driver or a pedestrian. Just have a look at those, because the more we all know about those rules, the safer we will all be as we move forward. But yeah, safety is really important, and a lot of the time we use the cycle path, so we're not is beautiful. And actually the traffic in Northwood for us has been just a mere rumour, because we haven't seen any of it, because we've been able to go between the two towns on the cycle path, which has been great.
And that's great, because it's such a sustainable way as well, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, our running costs are very, very low. And I'm wondering if I could share the PowerPoint on your website, perhaps, because some wonderful visuals that show you just how little impact, insignificant impact we have compared to other traditional delivery methods.
So did you get funding to obviously
we
buy
did.
The bikes to start with?
That's right, yeah. So we want to say thank you to the White Community Energy, which are a benefit group in Shalfleet, and with some of the profits from their solar power, community-owned solar power group, they provide money to support projects across the island for sustainable projects.
That's wonderful.
Projects. Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in to see us today, Dan.
Thank
with
you
your
very much for
lovely,
having me,
well-behaved dog called Fred.
He's good,
yes.
It's been
one.
A delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.